Mr. Farage, welcome to the programme. It was a very dark day. How do you reflect on what we've seen in Berlin?
Yeah, you didn't mention Zurich, did you? There was a shooting in a mosque in Zurich. There was a gunman arrested on Maloof in Brussels last night. So there's a lot of this. Do you know, whenever these terrible things happen, the response is, well, of course, it's no one's fault. No one's responsible. These things just happen. I'm sorry, and I know that I'll be condemned for it. But I think, really, in the case of Germany, we ought to be a little bit more straightforward. The facts as we know them is that it's a 23-year-old from Pakistan who came into Germany this February.
And was known to police for minor crimes.
Was already known.
Drugs,
I mean, and I have to say, I'm not even sure why somebody from Pakistan qualifies as a refugee, as opposed to being more of an economic migrant. But let's be honest about this. You know, Mrs. Merkel made one of the worst policy decisions we've seen from a European politician in the last 70 years, when she unconditionally said in the middle of 2015, as many as want to come, can come. And there was no vetting, there was no checking, and there were people like me standing up for months ahead of that, saying we should not let our compassion imperil our safety and indeed our civilization. And I think, frankly, people like Mrs. Merkel ought to take responsibility for what's happened.
What should she have done?
What I recommended was what the Australians did. The Australians back in 2008-09 faced a similar problem. People coming across the sea by boat, the drownings, all the horrendous human stories that go with that. And the Australians said, you know what? Anybody that comes by this means will not be allowed to stay. If you want to be a refugee that comes to Australia, you have to pass the criteria and be processed offshore. And you know what? The boat stopped coming. The drownings stopped. And if the European Union, you know, wanted to take refugees, it needed to make sure they were genuine refugees. It needed to make sure that there was some ability to vet who these people were.
Even in the huge numbers that were spreading towards the continent, Mr. Farage.
Well, if you send a message which says if you come by this method, you can't stay, you'll be sent straight back, people then stop coming.
And they stay. Some people say they stay and face persecution, terror, torture, rape.
Well, look, there are some awful things happening all over the world. Do you know, according to the UNHCR, there are 60 million people currently displaced by wars, civil wars. You know, I'm not being utterly cold-hearted about this. There are problems, and let's face it, this country, of course, has put more money into relief aid than anybody else, and I'm all for doing those kind of things, Nick. And indeed, I was the first person to argue in British politics that we should take some refugees from Syria. And in particular, I pinpointed the Christians who were literally being persecuted and murdered for who they were and what they believed in. So I'm not against, you know, opening up our hearts and taking some refugees. But goodness me, we have to vet incredibly carefully.
You've tweeted, terrible news from Berlin, but no surprise. Events like these will be the Merkel legacy. Mm. Brendan Cox, the widower of Joe Cox, has tweeted, quotes, blaming politicians for the actions of extremists, that's a slippery slope, Nigel.
Yes, well, of course, he would know more about extremists than me, Mr. Cox. He backs organisations like Hope Not Hate, who masquerade as being lovely and peaceful, but actually pursue violent and very undemocratic means. And I'm sorry, Mr. Cox, but it is time people started to take responsibility for what's happened. Mrs. Merkel has directly caused a whole number of social and terrorist problems in Germany. It's about time we confronted that truth.
But she wasn't behind this 23-year-old man from Pakistan hijacking, killing the lorry driver and driving through the market.
Well, she supports Schengen as well, doesn't she? So he, you know,
it would appear he could have been in Poland.
Fine. Well, exactly. There we are. There's the point. You see, that these leaders of Europe support Schengen. They support the total free movement of people without borders. And the free movement of people doesn't just mean the free movement of good people. It means the free movement of bad people as well.
But probably no one's been more on the receiving end than Brendan Cox of this sort of extremism, though.
Yes. And you know, it's a terrible thing what happened to his family with the murder of his wife. But he continues to be active in the political arena. And as I say, given some of the organisations that he supports, I can't just stand here and say, well, you know, I'm not going to respond.